All right, guys, we are back. Soaring highs and crushing lows. I want to remind you that it is the month of March, and I told everyone that this month is where the wheels fall off for me, okay? I get a little crazy. I got St. Patrick's Day. I got the St. Patrick's Day parade. I got St. Patrick's Day. I got the NCAA tournament. There's a lot going on, and I just get completely out of control. So I told you guys the podcast was going to be lacking this month, and that it was. That it was. 2 weeks ago, we had the privilege of going on Frankie Edgar's podcast with Roger from the Jersey Shore. So that's going to be a great episode coming out soon. Meant to do an episode last week, but I had the flu. And we'll get into that later, but I got a list here. It's going to be a long episode, so I want to dive right into it. So welcome back for another episode of Soaring Highs and Crushing Lows. Now, this episode, I'm probably going to be drunk by the end of the episode. I'm sipping a Pinot Noir. Okay, that's what we drink on this show. And I just want to get into something while it's fresh in my memory. Now, you see these people on Instagram, and they're Instagram influencers. And I don't consider myself, I mean, Christ almighty, I live with my parents, I have a full-time job, I'm poor, so I'm not one of these influencers. But a lot of times when I see these influencers on Instagram, and I'm sure you guys have too, and you think to yourself, you know, how the fuck are they making money? How the fuck is this jackass doing this full-time? How the fuck are they living in LA? How are they doing this? When a lot of these people, I mean, there's a lot of people out there with a lot of talent. Some of them I don't understand. Now, I'm going to tell you about a guy from my old neighborhood, and if he hears this, he'll probably bash my head in. That's how strong this man is. But he fucking annoys the shit out of me. He annoys the fucking shit out of me. I guess he had a hard time labor job here in Philadelphia. He moves down to Florida, and now he sells t-shirts, okay? But every week he says stuff like this. You guys are pussies. I'm showing you that fucking you don't have to work 40 hours a week for fucking somebody else. You can work for your fucking self. I'm showing you how it's done. And that's what he says to you. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, what was this man's great idea where he... And by the way, anyone that can work for themselves, God bless you. Okay? More power to you. Listen. That is the ultimate goal, to not have to deal with a cocksucking supervisor, a dickhead boss, an egotistical maniac human resources department, right? That's the dream, to work for yourself. Here's kind of the problem I have with this guy, okay? He says this every week. He goes something like, a lot of you guys fucking working. I made more money this fucking week than you made last year. He claims to make $60,000. Now, he's still a week. He sells fucking t-shirts, okay? This guy's making 60 grand a week selling t-shirts. Saquon Barkley, the Eagles just signed. That dude ain't selling 60,000 worth of t-shirts this week, okay? Well, maybe he is. And right before I logged on here to do this podcast, I saw something that this guy posted that fucking, ugh. I swear to God, I was like, this guy's got to be fucking dumb, okay? Now, the back of his t-shirt says, reap what you sow. That's all it says. Reap what you sow. Now, how many people have heard that reap what you sow before? How many people have heard that? They didn't fucking invent reap what you sow. So, some man DMs him, okay, and says, hey man, I hope you don't think less of me. But I actually used your reap what you sow with a similar design, and I'm kind of making headway. I'm selling t-shirts. And he's like, what? You asked me not to make fun of you? You fucking clown. You don't have an original bone in your body. Which made me stop and think, hey, dildo. Hey, idiot. Hey, bird brain. You didn't come up with the term reap what you sow. So theoretically, the two of you are stealing somebody else's words. I mean, and trying to fucking make it your own. Are you guys dumb? Seriously. Are you dumb? I don't understand how you're sitting there thinking reap what you sow was your fucking term. I mean, I'm dumbfounded how someone can think, Oh, and by the way, if you're buying a fucking t-shirt that says reap what you sow, go fuck yourself. Okay? You're a loser. You're going to spend $35 on a t-shirt that says reap what you sow. Get the fuck out of here. That's why, guys, you should buy my t-shirt, by the way, that says it only gets worse. We're a logical negativist. Okay? We realize that life is hard. Life gets worse. But to have this jackass on there yelling at people, my life has changed completely. Because I quit my job. You fucking pussies are still going to work. I'm down here in Florida selling $60,000 of t-shirts a week. Dude, I'm pretty sure he has another shirt that says, no pain, no gain. Oh my God. Oh my God, did you come up with that? Dude, where'd you come up with that? No pain, no gain. Get the fuck out of here, okay? I don't take myself seriously at all, guys. This is why I think my podcast kind of has a familiarity to it. People can relate to me. We're not taking things seriously. I have a day job. I'm very concerned about my day job. I have to get there on time. I need to fucking, it's a good job. I need the job. This is just some fun we do on the side. We got a lot of good stuff coming up this month. And yeah, listen, the goal is to do this full time. Do comedy and do this full time. Do I think it's a possibility? Maybe, but I'm not quitting my day job. But to have this jackass sit there and yell, I mean, it's just annoying. And a lot of these people are the same way. Like these Tate brothers. Go fuck yourself. These guys are like, I'll tell you what, I do not drink alcohol. I do not. Alcohol makes you weak. I'm strong-minded. Dude, relax. All right, dude? Fucking relax. And a lot of these guys, right, they don't think this way. They're making millions, okay? So, I don't know. Would I sell my soul? Would I sell out to make millions to say stupid shit like reap what you sow or something like that? Probably. Probably. I'd sell out for a whole lot less, guys. I hate having to work for a living. I hate having a boss. I hate all of it. All right, that was an opening rant, guys. Welcome back. Aren't we having fun? By the way, oh, I just farted twice, okay? There you go. Sean, if you're listening, keep that in. All right, let's keep rambling here. Once again, we're live from my parents' basement. They're off at my nephew, who's 3 years old. They're at his basketball game. It's the playoffs. They said, are you going to go? I said, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely fucking not. I am not going to a three-year-old basketball game where a bunch of jerk-off parents are going to be screaming and yelling. Playoffs? My nephew, love him to death, Texas Red, got red hair. The motherfucker can't count. The motherfucker can't read. The motherfucker can't tie his shoes. The motherfucker can't wipe his ass. I ain't going to his basketball game, okay? That's neither here nor there. Also, one other thing that's going on in the world right now is Kate Middleton. And a lot of you Americans are, where's Kate Middleton? Where's Kate Middleton? Where's Kate Middleton? And this is why you Americans piss me off. Because you don't understand what it takes to be a royal. I do. I would be the greatest royal ever. Do you know why? Shh. Here's why. Shh. Shh. Okay, that's what it takes to be a royal. Stop asking questions. It's duty over everything else, okay? If I was Count Hennessy, which I dream of being Count Hennessy, we went over this before. I want to be Count Hennessy. You know, someone could go disappear and I would just go, okay. They got out of line and they disappeared. That's what happens in the royal family. So you Americans are out here, where's Kate Middleton? Where's Kate Middleton? Shut the fuck up. This is exactly why you can never be a royal, okay? Harry, that rat, he's out writing books, telling tales, telling fables about the family. Hey, Harry, zip it. Harry, what do you do, by the way, Harry? What's your job? You're still getting money for the royals and you're still talking shit? Yo, Harry, tell you what, my family tells me, listen, here's a castle, here's unlimited money, and here's a hot-ass chick to fuck. I'm not saying anything. Hell yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's the only words you're hearing from Count Hennessy. But Americans are all up in arms. Where's Kate Middleton? Where's Kate Middleton? I don't know. I think she had a surgery and they don't want to have her in the public eye. But, you know, just a quick lesson for you Americans. Zip it. Shut up. Stop asking questions, okay? You don't get what it takes to be a royal. I do get what it takes to be a royal. And that's why Count Hennessy needs to become a thing. All right, let's keep it moving here. Last week, I was sick as a dog. Sick as a dog. I had a fever of 103. I couldn't stop coughing. I was shitting and puking at the same time. I'm sure you know what that's like out there. And I went to work Monday, and I was like, fuck, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. And Tuesday, I didn't have work. For whatever reason, there just wasn't work that day. Man, I was sick. Man, I'm telling you, I was sick. Sick as a dog. 103 fever, throwing up. I couldn't get warm. And now look, I'm not looking for sympathy here. I tell you that to tell you this. 3 years ago, if I had these symptoms, okay, you guys would have locked me in the fucking cellar. Okay? My mother, who was calling me, you're fine, you're fine. Stop, stop, get up, you're fine, you're a pussy, get up. 3 years ago, she would have accused me of attempted murder. So I'm just wondering, what happened? Do you remember during COVID, right? If you had a cough, if you coughed near someone, they were like, oh my God, get away, get away, get away. You had to stay in your room. You couldn't go out. Now, like, dude, my COVID symptoms were never as bad as sick as I was last week. I mean, I was down and out. So it's just kind of funny to me. Like, was the virus even real? I mean, listen, again, this isn't a fact-based show. This is an opinion-based show. I'm just wondering. 3 years ago, I had flu-like symptoms. I got a cough that won't stop. The cough will not stop. 3 years ago, I wouldn't be allowed out of the house. Okay, now they're like, get back to work, pussy. Fuck you, pussy. We'll fire your ass if you don't come to work, pussy. 3 years ago, they were calling you Hannibal Lecter. 3 years ago, you were a terrorist. 3 years ago, you were unpatriotic. Now, I mean, what happened? I missed that. That was a lot of fun. You were allowed to stay home. And I'll tell you what, even though I was sick, I had the shit. I mean, I was fucking sweating. I was puking. Being sick is great. Being sick is great. Staying in bed the entire day. It's just great. No expectations of you. Fuck, I miss COVID. Oh, what I want to give for people to say, hey, for the next 2 weeks, we're not going to come near you. Stay locked in your room. I remember when I had COVID, guys. I had a buddy of mine come over here with a bottle of Jameson, and we had a little levy system, and I levied it up to my bedroom, and I got shit-faced watching football up there. Oh, God, I miss COVID. I digress a little bit here. It is March. St. Patrick's Day has came and went. It's just the greatest day of the year. I mean, it's just the greatest day of the year. I bartended at the Rump Pub. Everybody was in a happy-go-lucky mood. We may not have had a few marijuana cigarettes. We were all in a good mood. We had a holly jolly time. Now, speaking of the luck of the Irish, I want to tell you guys something. When you listen to this program, you realize that, you know, like, this guy's the worst gambler of all time. One second. This guy's the worst gambler of all time. You know what? Let me pause for a sip of Pinot Noir. This week is Mark West, by the way. $11, Pinot Noir. Any Target, any wine store, you'll get Mark West. Yeah, so I had a parlay in, okay? It was an 11-team parlay. $10, because I had no money last week. This is how much of a loser I am. Now, the $10 parlay paid out $1,650. Okay? Listen to me. $1,650. So now what happens is seven of those teams hit. So 7 out of 11 have now hit. DraftKings says, hey, Fran, we'll give you $300 if you get out of this bet. We'll give you $300, get out of this bet. So $10 bet, pay me $300. I took it. Now, Don't you know what happened next? Don't you know what happens next? Can't you figure it out? If you've been listening to Soaring Highs and Crushing Lows, we don't win on this show. We don't win. Even when we win, we lose. So I cashed out $10 bet for $300. All three of the next games, they all go on to win. All right, so I would have made $1,600. I made $300. Then I proceed to lose two more big bets. It's a bloodbath. It's a bloodbath. Not the bloodbath Donald Trump's in trouble for saying, but it's a bloodbath. It's a bloodbath. And yeah, I gotta get that money back. Gotta get that money back. Local news here. I know we have some listeners all around the country. Shout out to my man down there in Texas. Big fan of the show. Shout out to people who might be listening in Florida. Hopefully the Spring Breakers didn't rape and kill you. They have a tendency to do that. Spring Breakers are out of control. Teenagers are out of control. I hate them. This is a perfect segue into my what I have listed here as teenagers are out of control. So this segment is teenagers are out of control. I fucking hate teenagers. I hate Gen Z. If you're a Gen Z person listening to this, fuck you. Fuck you. Gen Z is going to vote for Joe Biden, okay? Gen Z is going to vote for Joe Biden. Do I need to go into further detail about how stupid they are? Now, here's the deal. Teenagers in Philadelphia are completely out of control, okay? They're the ones committing all these violent crimes, all these murders. They're out of control. Last week here in Northeast Philadelphia, a few blocks from my house, they decided to light up a SEPTA bus. They start shooting. By the way, they got to get better at shooting. These guys fire off lots of rounds and they kill no one. Thank God no one was killed. Nine people shot on a SEPTA bus leaving school. Now, when I was growing up, we used to throw snowballs at SEPTA. That's a lot of fun. Shooting guns is not fun. By the way, listen, I know a lot of people listening to the show are big gun owners. I'm not against guns. You should have, if you're a responsible gun owner, you got your gun on you, you're going out, I have no problem with it. I have no problem with AR-15s. If you want an AR-15, have an AR-15. I'm not a gun person. I've never held a gun. I've never shot a gun. I'm not interested in having a gun. Quite frankly, if I had a gun, I'd be terrified I'd use it on myself, okay? If we're being honest with each other, that's why I can't have a gun, okay? A couple bad nights, oh my God. I get dumped again, something like that. Shoo-wee. Gun starts talking to me. No way. Don't need it. Gun's not for me. I digress again. Here's what I'm trying to say. These dickhead teenagers, okay, are going out. They're going to school. They got guns. They're going to the playground. They got guns. You pussies. Stop with the guns, okay? Go into the woods. Drink beer. Okay, drink beer. And then when you guys have a problem, fight with your hands. Okay, fight with your hands. All these people are getting senselessly killed because these assholes are bringing guns everywhere. Dude, what are we doing? And then like you hear about these clubs. This is why I don't leave the wrong pub. I'm sure there's people that have brought a gun in the wrong pub before, but I don't want to see it. I'm sure there's people that have a gun in every bar. I don't want to see it. You go down to these clubs in the city though, everyone's strapped. Everyone's strapped. I mean, what a horrible place to bring a gun. To the club, you're better off staying home. Now listen, then there's a rapper. I don't fucking know it. These rappers have the stupidest names ever, okay? We had the Notorious B.I.G. We had Tupac. We had Snoop Dogg. We had Slim Shady. Now you got Lil Pump. Lil Xanax. Sexy Red. I can't keep up with these bullshit names. A rapper gets killed in Philadelphia. And people are shocked. They're sad. They're upset. The rapper got blasted out front of his house. Now listen. I'm going to go on a little storytelling adventure here. Try and follow along. When you talk about country music singers, you say, well, what is country music? What do they sing about? And traditionally, they sing about their dog. They sing about beer. They sing about their tractors. They sing about getting their wife leaving them. They sing about life on the prairie. They sing about chewing tobacco. These are some these are some stereotypes about country music. Let's move on. Heavy metal. What are some stereotypes of heavy metal? Well, they're drug users. They have eyeliner. They have long hair. They have tattoos. These are some stereotypes of heavy metal users. Let's keep going. Pop. What are some stereotypes of pop music listeners? Well, they're all gay. No, I'm just joking. That's a little too far. We're big LGBTQ allies on this show. I'm just joking. Pop music, what's a stereotype about pop people? I don't know. They have... Shit. I'm stuck on that one. But what I'm trying to say is when you come to the rap culture, okay, all of these motherfuckers talk about now... First of all, I can't listen to a rap song. I mean, I would have given anything to go back to the 80s and be in a club on some cocaine and some dance music came on, some Donna Summers, some Supremes. Are you kidding me? I'd have been dancing a fucking storm. And if you go back, get a chance, guys, type in some of that Motown stuff. Watch how much fun these people were having. But now, rappers, every song's like, well, to quote the poet, to quote the philanthropist, to quote the doctor, Meek Mill, he said, if you ain't about that murder game, that pussy shut up. If you ain't about that murder game, that pussy shut up. If you ain't about that murder game, then pussy shut up. Every song is about, by the way, just the way they talk about women is kind of insane. That we're living in a culture that is like, hey, we care about our women. We want women to have equal rights with women this. And then every song was like, bitch, suck my dick. I'm going to sell this crack and then kill this motherfucker. I mean, that's not. I don't know if that's a song or not, but it's pretty similar. You got wet ass pussy. So I would go ahead and go out on a limb here that they have a culture problem. I just listed some other cultures. Country, you know, they have, that's their culture. I think rap's culture is murder. I have no reason to believe that this is not their culture. Murder. Murder is cool. Murder sells. Look what's happening in Philadelphia. Okay, that may be too far. Is that racist? If you're listening and you want to let me, is that racist? I don't know. Just an observation. Real quick here, guys. I'm actually going to be endorsing a couple Republican candidates. That means if my podcast endorses you, you might not win, but we're going to be endorsing a few holy shit. We're going to endorsing a few candidates here in a couple weeks. I have a comedy show coming up on March 30th. I'm also doing a spelling bee with Crossing Broad on April 13th. We're going to be hosting a spring fling in April. We're going to get back on the ball here, get things rolling. I just want to get on here and do an episode. You know how it is on these episodes. We keep it 23 minutes long, 25 minutes long. I assume this will be out next week. But I'm going to leave it there, guys, because I have to literally shit my pants. And I'm going to take my glass of wine with me, take a shower, and get in bed because I have to be at work tomorrow bright and early, okay? We're not reaping what we sow here. We're just working class suckers. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to another episode of Soaring Eyes and Crushing Lips.